Good evening. Welcome to the May 2nd, 2018 meeting of the Willmar City Planning Commission. Order of business, consideration of minutes of the April 18th, 2018 meeting. Any additions, questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Some.
Motion is made. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Discussion? Anybody? Anything else? All right. All those in favor of filing the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. This is the 7:01 p.m. public hearing for the Central Business District text amendment. Sarah?
Before us, we have the text amendment for the Central Business District. This was brought to us by somebody in town here who is interested in renovating a vacant lot or a vacant building currently in the Central Business District to primary use apartment, an apartment complex. The commission discussed it and was interested in moving forward with this sort of text amendment to allow this. Currently, apartment buildings and multifamily dwelling units are only allowed as a secondary use. And this would be adding it into the Central Business District, permitted with a conditional use permit. And also with a note that off-street parking will be determined by the Planning Commission, as that's currently voided in the Central Business District.
And the subject of this being covered under a conditional use permit is elsewhere in the ordinance.
Yes.
It's just that we're really a simple amendment that we're just allowing this as long as we address the off-street parking.
Yep. And okay. It's with the intention that, you know, Planning Commission will have as much oversight of these sort of uses in the Central Business District as possible with that.
Sure.
With that allowed.
All right. My eyes tell me that there is no one here to speak for or against the amendment, so I will close the public hearing and we'll bring the matter to the commissioners. Any questions, discussions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Okay. Break the silence.
Sure.
make a motion to add letter D, multi-family dwelling structures, including apartments and townhouses with off-street parking as determined by the Planning Commission to Section 6.J.3 of Ordinance 1060.
All right. There's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All righty. Any further discussion of the amendment?
I'd just like to say I think it's a good step forward, an interesting way to try to assist remaking our downtown and trying to create the critical mass and the energy that's really missing as far as people, and good opportunity to promote that anyways.
Mm-hmm. I do not disagree. Anyone else? All right, and is this
a voice vote.
Roll call or?
Voice vote.
Voice vote. Mm-hmm. All right, all those in favor of the text amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business is the subdivision ordinance review, sections 3-5. Sarah?
Very good. We're going to extend our discussion of the subdivision ordinance. We've had a lot of progress made on it, and it is almost complete. We still have to add parkland dedication, which I will point out where that's going to be added, and that progress is underway, but just not complete, so it's not included in tonight's discussion. But we have been able to include and add the minor subdivision requirements in this. So I have given you guys everything from the beginning. There's been some minor changes, but really not a whole lot. To 1 and 2, from what you've seen the first time. Subdivision 3, under section 2, we included some exemptions, and those are statutory exemptions, creation of cemetery lots, and subdivisions required by court order. We included county as a definition, which wasn't included last time you saw this, as well as, is there something else? That might be it. Surveyor's certificate. We added that in there as well, and that ties to some of the minor subdivision requirements. So we've included that in there as well.
Did you discuss minor subdivisions at all last time?
No, it wasn't included at all.
Okay. Are you going to discuss what they are? Are you going to?
Yep.
That's
yep.
Part of your problem. Okay, I'll just stay out of your way.
No worries. Section 3, under procedure, subdivision 1 is where we included the minor subdivisions. So we included it before preliminary plats and final plat procedure. Really, the intent of it is to make these small subdivision actions quicker and easier to accomplish with less hoops to jump through. So there is a list of requirements and qualifications to qualify as a minor subdivision. The results have to be not more than 4 lots or parcels. Utilities and easements are provided for. Design standards, minimum lot area and width are met. No new changes to current streets, utilities, or easements, as well as no new ones. The plat does not contain or abut a wetland, lake, or state highway. In that case, those subdivisions have to be sent to the DNR or the county or the state, which just prolongs all of the requirements, and so therefore it has to be under that preliminary plat, final plat procedure. No expansion of or new nonconformity is created. So under this process, minor subdivisions require a surveyor certificate, which is referring back to that definition that we added into section 2 there. Surveyor certificate, including basically what we require for a preliminary plat, just in a simpler form, basically still certified by the surveyor, still requires an application and fees, which we haven't quite decided what category fee that's going to be under, but that can be determined at a later time. It will come before the Planning Commission, and it may have a public hearing, but it's not required. So it can come to the Planning Commission very quickly. We don't have to do the whole public hearing process. And then it will be simply forwarded to City Council by the minutes. So the City Council won't have to vote on it at all, other than approving the minutes. What else? I think that's pretty much it.
Sarah,
it still has to be recorded.
Where was the surveyor certificate definition? Was that in?
Page 6.
Page 6. It should be in that second version that I sent you. A certified survey supplied by a surveyor, registered in the state of Minnesota, required for all minor subdivisions in the city, meeting all requirements as stated in this ordinance. And that's as simple as minor subdivisions are.
Question on the minor?
Yep.
It says no more than 4 parcels. Is that 4 buildable parcels? Or I'm just thinking like that when they took that place out across the county highway department here a month or two ago, where the storage facilities and stuff like that was. There was like 3 mm-hmm. lots, and I think there was a couple of outlots.
Yep.
In there, do outlots count as parcels?
typically you would not be allowed to do an outlot under a minor subdivision.
Yep.
A minor subdivision is intended to be an expedient way of creating developable properties without having to, you know, where there's no new streets involved, and it's a very simple, clear-cut type of situation. You basically subdivide the property and charge them for sewer and water connections, record the survey, and it's done.
So it couldn't be like a planned
it could
PUD.
Be, no, PUD will not be a minor subdivision.
Definitely
no.
not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking if those were counted, well, then you'd be...
Yeah. No, yeah. Common interest community, a PUD, those will not be.
Okay, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good question, right. though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hope you're not laying awake thinking those up.
Major subdivisions.
Yesterday. Minor subdivisions?
I would say a good example would be probably that Rock Step addition that we saw for Starbucks, Aspen Dental. That was a very simple, creating an extra lot there. No new streets, no new anything crazy.
Gotcha.
Even the Domino's one on First Street. The new
Legacy.
Yeah, that's not really.
That wasn't a lot.
No.
No.
That was just a combination of like nine lots. So.
Mm-hmm. Major subdivision is now what we call the old process, the preliminary final plat process. There's been some significant changes to this. A lot of this was added. Back in 2004 when changes were first being made to this document.
This is essentially covering actual practice.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep, just the procedure that has to happen. So really what happened in this section was simply updating the language to match what happens today. So none of this is really a surprise. It's all simply making it cohesive with the actions that are actually taken. Mm-hmm. So
finally putting in writing
what it is
what actually
does.
Gets done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some updates to the requirement to send plats to MnDOT or the DNR or the county when certain situations arise, the public hearing procedure, who gets notified, and the timing of all of that. We took out the timing required for the commission and the council specifically. Originally it was stated that 60 days were given to each, but a statute states the entire process is given 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we just left that.
A
subdivision 2 is where we're at right now. Or...
No,
oh, wait.
About the timing, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Subdivision A3. Yeah, A3 is where we took the timing out. And just under A, we included that the preliminary plat shall be approved or disapproved with the timeline under statute chapter 462, which is 180 days for the entire process. Submitting it to City Council, simply changing, this used to be done by resolution and it's not anymore, it's simply by motion.
Sorry, that was one thing my proofreaders,
yes.
I saw.
Perfect.
So.
The City Clerk, number 5 under subdivision 2AB, number 5, that's been taken out. That doesn't happen anymore.
Sure. Page 10.
Yep. Top of page 10.
A's and B.
Capital letter B, final plats. Again, same thing as we see in the preliminary plat, simply updating The zoning administrator is the one notified, and that's who plats are submitted to, not the city engineer. Basic things like that. Submitted to council. That didn't have a lot of changes either.
And then both minor and major, final decision by the commission is determined by motion, simple motion.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And then the findings of fact, as found in, on page 2. Read those and then find, and then make the motion.
Yeah.
I don't know, do we need to add that in there maybe? Reference those findings?
What did you say in 2?
Page 2, subdivision 5, it's right at the bottom there. Those findings of fact that they were in there last time we had talked about. That is one change we did make. We changed, there's a piece in there. Which one was it? This G.
Okay,
the subdivision can feasibly be served with public facilities and services. Last time it said economically.
Yep.
So we did make that change.
They read just a little different than what we normally.
Yeah. Correct.
Gotcha.
Yep. So the same procedure that would happen for the CUPs or the plan reviews.
Gotcha.
We would read those and then make the motion.
One question?
Yes, absolutely.
This is on the marked up one, page 7.
Yep.
It's like we're talking about the major subdivisions. It's like the third line down where it says the plat may be sent to utilities, fire, engineering, and others.
Yep.
Why is that a may if it's a major subdivision? Shouldn't it be a should be?
Should be a shall or a should
this
be?
This one says minor.
It's on page 8. We're on page 8.
Oh, we are?
Yep.
Subdivider may file a final plat.
Yep. So page 8, number 1 on that page, about in the middle of that large paragraph, the plat may be sent to Wilmer Municipal Utilities, Fire Chief Marshall, City Engineering, Public Works.
And others as necessary.
Yep. And that's something that the zoning administrator does as practice. But I think we chose to leave it as may for the sake of, if others...
Flexibility.
Yeah, for flexibility. If others need to be notified or others review or perhaps for some reason one of these isn't applicable to a plat.
Yeah, it's not that you won't.
Right. Yeah. Still keep it as general practice that happens. Data required, page 12. The biggest change was just some of the wording and the copies required. We did decide to lump minor subdivision and preliminary plat requirements together. For the most part, all of the requirements for a preliminary plat apply for a minor subdivision. There's about 3 things later on that don't, and those are specifically called out. So 6 large copies and 9 small copies for a preliminary plat, and that's to have enough copies to send out in the case of the DNR, state, county needing to be notified, and then 9 copies, which would be enough to provide for Planning Commission.
Sure.
And then 12 copies of the surveyor's certificate, so 9 for the Planning Commission and 3 to be sent out to those other... departments in the city.
Should we require them to submit one digital that we can throw up? I mean, we can scan it in engineering
right.
And put it on our system, but
yeah. Yeah.
Most people would have that stuff electronic now anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We never submit a report paper anymore.
Yeah.
Be easy enough, I think.
You
yeah.
Beast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all
I'm
created digitally.
If we've got it digital, I mean, then we wouldn't all have to sit around here with individual yeah. copies at this meeting.
Yeah.
It could be right there.
Do we want...
So,
I mean...
You're all monsters.
Oh. Oh, man. Don't hide your personal interest, Steve.
That's a joke.
That's great. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
If we do one digital, do we take out the requirement for the small copies for Planning Commission?
Oh, no. Just kidding. Do what you want, I'm not bitter.
I still want a copy for...
Yeah.
For files, probably.
We need a large and a small for our files, so...
Still do... We could still do 6 large and 1 small, and then...
I'd do more than that.
I'd keep it the way it is and just add an electronic copy.
And just add a digital copy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I mean, it'll be simple enough if we have to involve the DNR, DOT, and the county and shoot them the electronic copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so...
For sure.
Maybe we don't need 6 large.
Yep.
Maybe we should get 3 large and 5 small.
Go back to 3.
Go back to 3?
If they send the electronic version.
Right. Is that what we want to do? Yeah. 3
well,
large and 5 small?
Well, if we make the electronic
and
requirement,
one
then
yep.
we don't schedule their plat for a hearing or consideration until we've got the electronic copy.
Yep.
So,
well, I mean,
that's
and
the motivation.
I mean, they're created electronically, so.
Yes, they
there's
are.
No reason we shouldn't be able to get that.
God, I thought they're using the Leroy lettering kit still. You guys are too young to know what that is. Except you.
Three large, 5 small, and then 8 copies of the certificate. Just make it consistent.
Yeah.
Very good. And 1 digital. Okay. Identification and description, really not a whole lot changed in that section at all. It's all still very basic. Name and location and North Point, graphic scale, all of those things. Existing conditions, still having the existing boundary lines and any old arrangement of plats that were originally there, having those labeled out, all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, I like the old one, allowed an air of closure not exceeding 1 foot and 7,500 feet. I think GPS has gotten a little more accurate than that.
Yes.
We can probably expect better.
Yes, take that out for sure. we changed it. The old one required a separate topographic map, and so now we've just reworded it to require contours on the preliminary plat itself, which is generally what we see if we see contours. Though, of course, we could always require something if it's really necessary, but I don't anticipate it being. Proposed development design, this is where the preliminary plat and the minor subdivisions differ. Because in a minor subdivision, you're not going to have any new streets or right-of-ways. So we won't have a need. There shouldn't be any sort of layout of proposed streets, proposed centerline grades for a minor subdivision. And then also the vicinity sketch is only required for preliminary plats. We did include that the layout of the building envelope for lots is required, which is just something nice to see so that we have setbacks specifically on the preliminary plats and the minor subdivisions. Data required for final plats.
That, what that does, I guess, if I'm being redundant, is it allows the planning commission to see at a glance what you've got for a building envelope and is the property developable, how realistic is it that you can fit a building within those constraints.
Mm-hmm. We'll add 1 digital copy requirement for the final plats and then leave it with 3 large and 1 small copy. We'll add that digital in there. For, let's see, required data, a lot of it's pretty similar to what you see in the preliminary plat requirements. Monuments need to be located and described in the final plat. We did leave that out of the minor subdivisions just because the survey might be off of monument locations, but they won't necessarily have to put in new monuments for the minor subdivisions. The lot numbers exact locations and locations and widths of all easements to be dedicated. Those three were added, and I believe that was an old addition prior to this viewing and changing of the ordinance. And then again, we took out that error allowable of 1 foot and 7,500 feet. Certification required on the final plats. Nothing changed here. The city attorney is not required to have a spot to sign on the final plats at all. But otherwise, this is what you generally see on those final plats. And then we included a supplementary document and information section for final plats as well. And Jeff and I had a discussion about this a little bit yesterday. The complete construction plans, and I talked to Sean, those will not necessarily be required directly at the filing of a final plat. But he wanted to leave it in there because when the developer comes along and actually goes to build the street, the city still wants those construction plans for the roadways and water mains and different things that are going to be added there.
Typical city policy is for the city to do all the infrastructure development at the expense of the developer. Sometimes due to timing in a season, if the city's already sold their bonds and doesn't have the cash to do additional work and the developer wants to get a section of street done, in the past, the council has allowed that to happen with the engineering department having authority to review and sign off on plans and also to do the construction inspection.
I understand that. I just had some trouble with the wordings on it here. It says that all the plans shall be submitted and approved by the city, submitted by the city is, to me, is saying that that's the responsibility of the developer.
What section are you under there?
Page 17, subdivision 4A. Maybe we say it
shall be submitted to and approved by the city.
Yep.
But the developer does not submit the detailed plans of the water main, storm sewer, drainage, all the manhole locations and all that.
If it's being done outside of a city project, they will.
But that's... the way this appears to me is that you're requiring this is something that's a requirement for the final plat. So, you know, does this mean that you are requiring them to do that?
No, Sarah said it's just being left in there. Typically, it will operate the way it always has been with the city doing the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. This is if the developer does his own infrastructure, then we would require this.
Should we make that a note in this sentence?
Be clarified to say that?
Or say if at the beginning of that sentence, if a developer.
Yeah.
The way it's worded here is for everybody.
Yeah.
If the infrastructure development within a new subdivision. Is being, I don't like the word done. Is
constructed.
Is being constructed
privately.
Yep. Yeah, we can play with those words. We know.
Yeah.
We know what it means to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that could tie up the way that's the way I understood that is that could hang up somebody completing a plat because the city's engineer's office didn't have time to, you know, they're busy in the summer and they're not going to rebuild till next year, so the plat couldn't get finaled until that was done.
Well, typically, if they work with the city on a typical schedule, mm-hmm. Our city engineer's office knows what's coming, and we actually have a December mm-hmm. deadline for developers if they want stuff done the following construction season. So that's an in-house deadline. But we send the letter out every October. Well, yeah, Mr. Kuzman comes in late, so that's how we keep our calendars accurate.
design standards. We went through this section with Sean at engineering. So we've changed a few things. We shortened the maximum allowed lot length, normally not exceeded lot length, which was really the major thing for both residential and business situations. Block width.
You're running on the clean copy, right?
Me?
Because my copy that had the stuff marked up on it ended on page 16.
Oh.
In here.
What?
I got mine marked up.
I got my mark up here.
Are you looking at the first email or the second?
The one she sent out yesterday.
The one I sent out yesterday.
Both versions.
I'm not looking at that one.
I think these are the ones sent. Is this draft 4 with changes, draft 4 clean? Is that what you're talking about?
Nope, there was a different version sent out yesterday.
I suppose I looked at them and thought they were the same thing.
This one was just a bit longer. You can look on with this one if you want.
Yeah. She was so efficient, she got further ahead than what
I sent out. There's not a ton of changes. Really, in the design stuff at all, it's just making it consistent with current requirements, updating some of the block lengths. Alleys should be provided. We changed that. Alleys should be provided instead of shall be provided in commercial and industrial districts. With the option of it being waived by engineering. We added the possibility of minor street right-of-ways to be 60 feet with parking on one side or 70 feet. And we're also going to include a little table in there about curb-to-curb widths and not just the right-of-way widths. Sean and I are working on that one. Otherwise, the rest of it pretty much stayed the same. We included the requirement of minimum crown on all streets and thoroughfares of not less than 1.5%. We changed collector street radius to be 250 instead of 400. We were looking at some plats that we've done in the past and made that more consistent with what we've accepted. Minor streets may be permitted in PUDs instead of saying no private street shall be permitted. We changed the double frontage lot wording a bit. That was changed back in 2004. Easements we updated to be consistent. Utilities require 6 feet instead of 5 feet, and 12 feet of right-of-way instead of 10. And then we also required a 5-foot tree planting easement in with the design standards for easements, just because that's consistent with what we do. Subdivision 5 is currently public sites and open spaces. We're going to change that to be parkland dedication. And then that's where we're going to list out all of our requirements for that. We will accept both land dedication and cash in lieu of, or a combination thereof. And we've gone through a lot of those requirements, and those will be added in the next time you see this.
And we're looking at 7% of the cash value or 7% of the land area?
Correct. Is that what we're looking at? So it'll be 7% of the land area, and the cash in lieu would be the value of that 7% of land. And that 7% is of net developable land, so it won't include areas within the subdivision that are wetlands or stormwater areas or ditches, things like that. And then there'll be a requirement for land suitability, which is pretty general practice for other parkland dedication sections, that they just list out what we require for suitable land to be dedicated.
I'll be curious to see if the council gets on board with that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the past, our parkland dedication has been just to sit down and negotiate with the developer on a large enough plat and say, hey, we need some parkland here, and they turn it over. And
mm-hmm.
That's become a little more difficult because the plats have gotten smaller because of the financial risk. And
right.
We need to make sure that people are still ponying up for that.
Absolutely. So I think what we are thinking for percentages on that is 7% for residential areas and 4% for commercial and industrial areas. And that 7% would be residential and other districts.
The shaded area is a work in progress.
Yep.
Okay.
That shaded area is work in progress. That part will probably be changed significantly and then added to after that. Basic improvements, section 7. We took out a couple major things that don't happen. The final plat approval by council without first receiving a report from a city engineer certifying that the improvements, together with agreements and documents, will meet the minimum requirements of all applicable ordinances. That really gets taken care of when we forward something to the council already, so we just took that requirement out because we already addressed it earlier in the ordinance. City financing didn't change. Financing by the developer didn't change. Improvements, city obligations. City only takes care of signs and streets. There's only obligated to those two things. Everything else is an obligation of the developer. Mm-hmm. So storm sewer and street lighting was moved to that part of improvement requirements, which are really the two major additions there. Main sizes changed and were added in for sanitary sewer and water mains. They should be 8 inches instead of 6. Meets and bounds, registered land surveys. That section changed pretty significantly. We took out a lot of what's there because it was either addressed earlier in the ordinance or it just wasn't necessary or applicable anymore. Basically, we don't accept meets and bounds is what it boils down to. And anything, any registered land survey has to meet the requirements of a minor subdivision or a preliminary plat. Or major subdivision, I should say. And so we just reflected those thoughts. The meets and bounds may be accepted by the county if it's simple. But as a condition for connecting any meets and bounds parcel to sewer or water, the parcel has to be platted. And again, with E, we had addressed that issue that the subdivision doesn't apply to anything that ends up being larger than 2.5 acres in area. We addressed that earlier, so we took it out to just minimize the repetition. Variances, basically varying from what this ordinance says, is something that the commission has authority over, especially for things such as PUDs.
That's important to remember. You do have variance authority for subdivision ordinance. You do not have variance authority for the zoning ordinance. That's mm-hmm. a whole separate board. So.
Mm-hmm.
A little more power for the Planning Commission.
Yes.
More power.
applications required, as always. And I think the application will stay the same for minor subdivisions as it is for major right now. We'll just include a different checklist of things to make sure that those requirements are met that are listed earlier in the ordinance. Compliance, really any of the changes in that section were just to update to say county assessor, county recorder, rather than the register of deeds, which we don't have. Same with section 11 there, county recorder. Section 12 will simply repeal the old ordinance, and section 13 will add in that this ordinance is now effective after it's adopted and published for a second time.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Looks good.
Yeah, Sarah's put a lot of work in, done great work on it.
Getting close.
On basic improvements.
Yep.
I don't know, I didn't have that right copy, so I don't know if I got changed or not.
Yep.
What page are you on, Jeff?
Well, it's on 20 of this old one, but anyways, obligation of developer.
Yep.
Number one is site grading. Necessary site grading shall be accomplished by the subdivider prior to the acceptance of the final plat.
That we changed to installation of improvements.
Okay.
Yep.
Before the city will go in and do the work, the rough grading's gonna be done.
Like you said, the stuff is getting turned in by December.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna be doing site grading until next, this following spring.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've always kind of prided ourselves as going above and beyond, working with developers, and if there's timeframes that we can shorten with them, or if they demonstrate to us that they actually care about what they're doing and want to comply with the city's ordinances, we'll sometimes take certain actions out of sequence, just on faith. Haven't been severely burnt yet, so continue to do that.
Okay.
Very good.
So then the plan is for you to kind of finish this all up and we'll see it in June?
Yep.
Shoot it off to Robert for a review, city attorney. And
have him review it. We'll add in the park dedication details.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will invite the developers and surveyors. I'll send out a copy to them ahead of time so that they can look it over, bring any comments to us. We won't hold a public hearing on it. We'll simply forward it to the council after that work session. But by fielding a lot of those comments from the surveyors and the developers, we hope to kind of take care of a lot of the comments and the questions at this level before it gets to the council.
If procedural things come up, it'll probably come back to the Planning Commission for discussion. If a surveyor is able to point out some factual error or something, we may just go ahead and make that change then. But Sarah's become pretty familiar with statutory requirements, and this city is quite free to dictate its own design standards within its subdivision ordinance, and that's what we've done, working with the city engineering department just to try to maintain consistency with the past. I tried to get them to go with narrower streets, and again, that's not been successful. We might see if any council people want to do that, but I still think that, I guess a minor street, we did allow them to go to 60 feet with parking on one side.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, and that's, you know, that's a...
Why would you go narrower?
Hmm?
Why would you go narrower?
A couple major reasons. Cost, trying to keep housing and development affordable, and to minimize stormwater runoff. Mm. And you know, the big issue you run into when you go with a narrower right-of-way, you've either got to narrow up the street significantly, or else you've got all the utilities fighting for space in the boulevard. And that's why Jeff was over here shaking his head.
No,
a lot of history.
I was actually thinking more on the plowing and that type of stuff.
You know, and see, and that's something that frustrates me. You don't have to build your city like you're an Arctic enclave and you've got feet of snow all year round. Yeah, it snows. Deal with it. There's no reason why they can't push it over the curb. You know, so the street should be the street width regardless of summer or winter. It's all a function of plowing.
Truth.
And Sean agrees with that too.
Yeah.
You know, our public works department used to argue with the council all the time, you know, we've got to have these super wide streets so we got a place to put the snow. Well, you've got a boulevard to put the snow on.
Mm-hmm.
Put it there.
That only goes so far until you run out of.
Mm-hmm.
You have your narrow streets, one by here.
They do well. The boulevard in front of my place, just ask my poor mailbox.
Well, yeah, when they're going 40 miles an hour.
That's right.
I pick my mailbox up out of the ditch frequently. Just blows the top part right off.
What do you do in the winter?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes.
That's clearly a lot of work put into that, yeah. And updates over, actually over 50 years in the making. So, yep. Very well done.
Yeah, one thing I would change in here.
Yep.
I would spell out right of way.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're going to think it's the Gophers football coach if it says roll.
Oh, roll away. Yeah. There you go. Very good. Miscellany. Before I forget, we're talking, Sarah, about not meeting on the 16th?
Yeah. As far as I know, I don't have anything. Nobody's come forward with anything. So.
So we'd be on the 6th and the 20th in June.
Correct.
Point of information, I will not be here on the 20th.
Yep.
At the meeting.
Hmm?
At the meeting.
At the meeting.
Yes.
Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll
yeah,
be around.
Yeah, you'll be here, yeah.
But I do note that the first meeting in July would normally be scheduled for Independence Day.
Yes.
So, what do we want to do there?
Depending upon what we get for applications, we'll just have to manage that.
Okay.
Yep.
If we need to push it back a day, if we're getting applications, if the applications are time sensitive, we could push it back to the 11th, meet the 11th and the 25th instead or something. So
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We'll see what sort of flexible.
Yeah, I just don't know what kind of forum you'd get on the 3rd.
I wouldn't be here. It's my daughter's birthday. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So just to put that out there.
Yeah.
Did you have anything for otherwise for miscellany?
I don't.
Sarah and I are meeting with the police tomorrow morning to try to come up with a plan of action for that junkyard over on 8th Street Southwest.
Junkyard on 8th
The guy that's
Street.
Got, it's mostly fenced, but his backyard is just full of stuff. He's got
very organized piles of things.
Debris, metal. He's a
8th and Trot.
He's selling scrap. That's what he's doing.
Yeah,
you'll see a trailer
park. He's got a trailer out front there all the time.
Yep,
yeah,
you'll
have
water heaters.
10, 12 water heaters on there. Yeah. But no, these are my personal ones. I'm just taking these. Yeah. Well, yeah, they're yours once you pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, the guy's running a business out of there. And we need to figure out how to do it. The city attorney's not being very energetic in working with us to come up with a solution. So
they start tagging them for having it more than 2 hours in the street.
Well, that's why we need to talk to the police, because that stuff
doesn't. He gets sick
need.
And tired of that real soon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll back the trailer full of water heaters into his driveway.
It's off the street.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's been written up for a virtual smorgasbord of violations, parking in the front yard, unlicensed vehicles.
Doesn't seem to matter.
Trash. Mm-mm. No, and he's really belligerent, but didn't you say his wife was really nice when you
gave her
the last violation notice?
Him and I have had civil conversation, so I don't know, just have to keep bugging him and holding his hand to pick up stuff, and we'll see.
Sarah apparently has a better way with these people than I do. Cool figure.
Can you get any interest out of the council members representing that ward to
what ward
apply some heat?
That's ward.
Boy, I don't know.
Is that 3? It'd be Fernando's, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You can probably see it out his front window.
You'd have to squint through some backyards, and then the guy's got it fenced, but he's got boards broken on the fence now. So
no, but I mean the trailer's sitting on the street.
Oh,
it's
then
a good idea to have a council member maybe take a visit and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if Fernando would walk over there and say, "Hey, Jack Wagon," you know.
I don't see Fernando saying that.
Well,
he's so polite.
Yeah. Could have Julie put her officer's uniform on and walk.
Wrong ward.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all joking aside, yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep us posted on that. Screening
mm-hmm.
on that Dairy Queen slash Quick Trip property. Mm-hmm. I know that the folks to the south that had appeared before us concerned about that. Are they going to be starting the screening anytime soon?
I am not sure. I'll take a look at that.
I was over there today doing a bunch of dirt work.
Mm-hmm.
But they
requirement of
they hydro seeded today, so I don't that whole on side
the south side of the Dairy Queen. I saw they seeded.
Yeah, and they on the east side of the or the west side of the curbing that runs out to Terrace Drive there, they hydro seeded all that today.
So they don't want to drive through that now and put fence up, do they?
I don't know what they were going to put the fencing or if they were going to put trees or the shrubs.
Wasn't it supposed to be done before they even built
it? Yeah. Well, that's what I thought it was.
I'll take a look at that.
Yeah.
And I guess if I were those folks, I mean, considering how close everything is to their house anyway, I would be pretty...
You're talking the farthest south, the southwest, or the house is at the southwest corner of the property. Okay. They've got a legitimate concern. The other ones are still hundreds of feet away. And,
correct.
And they,
but
they
those,
still
but
have
those
the
are
right
the ones.
To.
Those are the folks who were here at the public hearing, and they were really concerned about it. And
there's a couple of fencing things I have to look
into. Now that the Dairy
to
Queen is up and running, they should be getting their screen.
Yeah, they built some berms up there. Those people were there too for the hearing about the screening and stuff like that. But basically,
We should find out who have those properties to the south.
Yep.
Well, Getzman and did he keep the one on the corner?
I'd have to look. I think he might still own it.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Okay, so Getzman needs to get on that, and then Quick Trip, they'll do whatever they're told to do.
Yeah,
they're very good to work with.
We did both the same.
Mm-hmm.
They started. I see they're getting it cleaned up over there on First Street. Mm-hmm. So
making quite a bit of progress on both sites.
Looks different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting tanks in the ground today on the other one.
Yeah. And we might be seeing a site plan for another Casey's also. Keep that one under your hat.
What?
That's still running.
Oh, yeah. Are they going to war?
Nobody listens to that.
Casey's and Quick Trip going to war with each other? Notice that in like other towns as well. Like even SA is like they build right across from Super America's or Holiday's.
Oh, and they actually take over a bunch of Super Americas too.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Anything else? Hearing nothing, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And is there a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.